Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
92691.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
G-E-N-E, Gene Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Okay. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address?
25802 Via Viento, Mission Viejo, California, 92691.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so on this account, I see you placed an order for the Elite X Tactical Watch. This is a watch that tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. Is that the order you're calling about?
Yeah, but it doesn't do what you just said. It doesn't track my steps, blood pressure, or rate. But I am calling about that watch, and more importantly, I'm calling about the these charges that I got on my card that I now see are hidden in your terms and conditions and are nowhere listed on your website.
Okay.
I got a charge for $67 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I see that is the membership, the discount membership
right.
club that you join. Now, this is a third-party call
wait,
center.
Wait, but,
uh-huh.
but,
yes,
but
sir. Go ahead.
There is no mention of this charge other than if you click on the terms and conditions, which I just did because I had a problem with the watch that I received. And I want to invoke the 100% guarantee. I want my money back, and I want to ship this watch, and I want those charges reversed on my card.
Okay. So this is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies like these that sell products. We'd have to look at the terms, and I'm looking at them now. That does say that you did authorize the charge for the watch. Of course, you paid the shipping and handling, as well as joining the membership. That's the discount club that you're being charged for.
There is no mention for joining this membership.
Okay.
So,
well,
cancel it immediately, and I want a full refund of this money.
Okay.
I know
I can cancel it. I will check with my supervisor while I'm canceling to see what else we can do for you. One moment. Okay, so I have the account closed. The company can't use this account anymore. My supervisor is saying, of course, the charge is valid, but she will allow me to give you 35% refund back to your card. And, of course, I've closed
35%?
The account already.
35%?
Yes.
Why 35%? Why not the full amount?
Well, she's following the company's protocols, I'm pretty sure. She did say 35% would be the refund back to your card.
That's not satisfactory to me.
Okay.
I have not used this thing. I just ordered it on the second, less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well,
just,
of course, yeah, I can't.
One week
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yes, sir.
So why am I being charged? 30,
I'm sorry.
Why am I only going to be returned 35%? I should be returned 100% of it.
Okay. Well, I can't deviate from the company's policy, but I could have to go back to her and let her know what you're saying. One moment.
Why don't you put her on the phone with me? That would
okay.
be a better option.
Okay. So if she wants to speak with you, she will get on the line. If not, she'll be helping me along with the other operators in the call center. One moment. Okay, so she is saying that she can authorize me to go ahead and give you half of that back, and the company that will at least be getting half of their charge.
Well, first off, I want the full amount for the watch. You can have the watch back. It doesn't work. I just replied to the email. I don't know if you received the email or who receives the email, but the email was sent to the person that acknowledged me getting the place in the order, which was
we don't get involved on that, and we don't know who's sending the emails exactly because we're not in that department. This is a call center, a third party call center.
For the watch itself? Am I going to get a refund for the watch?
Well, you just mentioned that there was something wrong with the watch. You said you went to the website. I thought you had resolved that issue. But in regards to the watch not working, I can request that the administrative staff with the company send another watch to you. They will not accept a return, so you don't need to send anything back. I can add that to my information, and they will send you another watch.
Well, this watch that I received is clearly not the watch in the email that I received, and it's clearly not the watch in the website.
Okay. I'll definitely let them know.
It's
we don't
totally different. So, I need a refund 100% of the watch money. I don't want another watch. I'm fixing to throw this one away.
Okay.
And
so what you pay?
100% refund on this charges that got put to my card. Not 0.5%, not 50%.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. I will be right back with you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the $7.95 that you paid, that was for shipping and handling, so that went to the post office. She's saying there's nothing we can do in that regard, but reship another one to you at no cost. Now, she will increase the refund up to 75%, she said, and the company will just be getting a partial amount for that membership that you join.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, 75% is not acceptable. And the shipping and handling, that's the money I'm supposed to get back.
That went to the post office, she said, so that is not refundable. But they will reship it to you at no cost. Another watch that works.
You can forget about the watch. I don't want it. I want 100% back on this charge that's on my card right now.
Okay. Again, I have to go back and let her know what you're saying. One moment.
That's fine. And you can keep the $7.95.
Okay, so she said she would go ahead and allow me to give you the full refund, but she wanted me just to reiterate to you the terms and conditions were there and to be careful the next time you place an order. So if you give me one moment.
The terms and conditions were hidden at the very bottom of the email, the very bottom of the website. There's no mention in the text of the website that you're signing into this program, whatever it's called, where is it called? I don't even know what it's called. The Customer Direct Savings Store, whatever that is. There's no mention of that anywhere in the text and the body of the email. I had to click on the terms and conditions at the very bottom, which is very deceiving. So I would appreciate 100% refund on that, and you can keep the $7.95. And if you want, I can return this watch also because I don't like it.
It's well, you can discard of the
picture.
Watch because
total misrepresentation.
Okay. Well, this call has been recorded for quality assurance. This company has hired us to take their customer calls. They will get a chance to review your comments, and if there's anything that can assist them in resolving this issue, they will contact you if they need to speak with you. But this is a customer service call center. So I'll go ahead and process the refund.
Can you tell me the name of the company, please?
It's the Koala Consulting Company.
Koala Consulting Company?
Yes, that's the manufacturer of these products. Koala Consulting.
Excuse me. Hold on, sorry. I need a working pen. K-O what?
A-L-A.
Consulting?
Yes.
Company?
Yes.
And do you have an address for them?
No, I don't. We're their call center, so we don't have...
Do you have an email for them?
I'll check on that. Let me finish
or a phone
closing
number
the account.
So I can call them direct, please.
There's no phone number.
Please
we're there.
Close the account.
Yes, sir. One moment. Okay, so I have the account closed out. You will get the refund email first, and then the refund will post back to your car within 3 to 5 business days. Now, in regards to the company and a contact, let's see here. One moment. Okay. I see let's see here. There's a customer support email here. It is support. You there?
Yes, I am support.
Okay. Uh-huh. At hottest online.
Wait a minute. HOTTEST?
Correct.
Hottest
online.
Hottest online
discount. Source.com. Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know this company is U.S. based?
I don't know. I have the account closed. Like, again, you'll get the email. You're getting the full refund of the $6,732 within 3 to 5 business days, and the account is closed. The company can't use this account anymore.
Okay. And what is your name?
Zandra.
Vandra. V-A-N-D-R-A?
Mm-hmm. It's actually Z. Z as in zebra. A-N-D-R-A.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.